This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour on the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here. Dougie's out. He's out trekking around, taking an early morning flight. So we're here and hanging out and having some fun. And ladies, I think one thing that we all have in common, and we have lots of things in common, is that we get up early. And that means that sometimes we're a little tired, sometimes a little cranky, sometimes you might hear us yawning a little bit. Apparently, we're not alone. There's a brand new study out that said Americans are now averaging less than 6 hours of sleep per night. This annual survey reveals that adults are sleeping a staggering 47 minutes less than they did in 2018. And they said at least 105 of them. Respondents said they had 105 terrible nights of sleep on average in 2019. Think of that. You've got 365 days in a year, and if 105 of those nights are terrible nights of sleep, that can't be doing anything good for any of us. That's up from 99 in 2018. Sleep apparently is becoming a challenge for many Americans, and the main finding of the recent survey consisting of 2,000 adults said when they asked about sleeping habits, satisfaction, and frequency, that the drop in the total average sleep time for Americans is pretty significant. Just 6 hours is a struggle, obviously, for many. In 2018, the average respondent reported 6 hours and 17 minutes of sleep per night. By 2019, that average shrunk to 5.5 hours each night.
Yikes.
If the trend continues, they say 2020 will be even worse for many in search of some shut-eye. And you're supposed to get 8 hours. You know, that's what the doctors say. Go and get 8 hours of sleep a night. But apparently, these disturbing dips in sleep patterns aren't for lack of trying. Respondents say they do their best to get a perfect night's sleep whenever possible. In fact, in 2019, the average respondent said they would pay $316.61 for just one night of perfect sleep. That's a lot of money. That's quite an increase over $209.
Or a hotel room.
Yeah,
$209. Nice hotel.
They'd be willing to pay in 2018. So let's talk about sleep, because I am so tired during the day. My day is usually very busy that as soon as I get home and put my head on the pillow, I'm out. I don't have a lot of trouble falling asleep. Now, sometimes I do wake up and I'll toss and turn, but for the most part, I can go to sleep relatively quickly. But I know, for instance, my fiance Jeff struggles a lot, and he judges his day. If he feels like he's only slept 5 or 6 hours, he already goes into his day feeling like he's going to have a bad day. Even if
I think a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely do. If I don't get, I mean, I try to get like 7 hours, but it's a struggle. I wonder if anything in the study that says, well, gives us a clue why we're sleeping less or why we're having more trouble.
You know, they say that people are trying to take more naps to make up for it, but they don't really give reasons why they're not getting sleep. I would say it's technology.
I was going to say the same thing, because I know the one reason why, besides getting up at the butt crack of dawn, why I'm not getting as much sleep.
Yeah.
And it's because even when I get in my bed and I try to go to sleep by like 10 or 10:30, I'm sitting there looking at my phone, and then suddenly I look at the clock and it's 20 minutes later than I meant it to be.
And I think not only we get lost, I mean, that's my routine, too, is that I go through, usually that's my time to go through Instagram, because I don't get a chance to, like, really go through it during the day, so I'll sit there and watch all the posts and the videos, and that's kind of what I do to put myself to sleep. But I think for many people, it's that interaction with the light on your phone, or maybe you're reading a book, but you're reading it off of a device, or maybe you're watching television or using a laptop. And according to a lot of doctors, that light kind of burns itself into your brain, and that makes it really hard to sleep. The doctor in this survey said that you should stay away from your phone or your laptop or any of those artificial light sources before you go to bed, and that'll help you go to sleep more quickly and stay asleep a little bit longer.
Oh, I've read a lot of studies where doctors say that you need to give it at least an hour before, no technology, an hour before you're supposed to go to bed or before you want to go to sleep. I know that's tough for people because that includes TV, and TV is a way that a lot of people unwind. I've been sick in bed for the last couple of days, so I've been watching my laptop more, but I make sure that I adjust the screen so it's a little bit of a warmer color because if it's that stark white and you've got more blue light on your screen, same thing with your phone. I'm assuming all phones do it. I know iPhones, you can automatically set it, and then it gets gradually warmer as the night goes on. And I also always wear computer glasses that block out the blue light. So I try to do that before I go to sleep, but it's not easy to do. And I know a lot of people get in bed, and that's their Instagram time or email or texting with friends or whatever. But, yeah, it's tough to cut it off an hour before. It's really tough.
If you're struggling, though, it would be worth a try. The other thing I blame, I don't know what your lady's bedroom is like. Mine is pretty dark from, like, outside light, but inside I have a television in my bedroom, so I have a cable box, and that is pretty bright. I've got my alarm clock, which I always try to put upside down, my cell phone, which is always by my bed. But there's other sources of light, and I notice when I'm having a particularly difficult time sleeping that bothers me.
Even though
it's, like, minimal, it's still enough to kind of tweak you and keep you awake, especially if you're struggling to try to get to sleep.
They say for women especially that light, more so than sound, wakes women up. And so and I don't know why this is. It's something, I guess, just with the way that we're made. But light, I'm so sensitive to light in the bedroom. We don't have a TV in our bedroom. And if I'm staying in someone else's house or in a hotel room, and you're going to laugh at this, I literally bring extra T-shirts to cover up all the light sources. because I can't, like, the little green light on a cable box, that will keep me up for hours. And I'll just stare at it because I can't sleep with any artificial
light
anywhere.
You're totally right, though, because, you know, I got a new alarm clock for Christmas. I'd had the same one for years and years, and it was just one of the ones that makes noises. And so I got one of those ones that gradually you can set it for, like, 20 or 30 minutes before you get up, and a light gradually comes on, so it's supposed to be kind of like the sunlight. Mm-hmm. But I noticed that the actual place where the time is in such bright, like, blue light that even, like, it lights up part of my room. And so the last three nights after I set it up, I've had terrible sleep. So now I'm like, do I keep this alarm clock? It's supposed to, I thought it was going to help me sleep better and wake up more naturally in the morning. And instead it's just keeping me up because the clock is so bright.
You're better off to maybe have a sound machine that wakes you up gradually.
Sorry, Mom. I think I'm going to have
Mom. She meant well.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too, is the compatibility with a partner. Like, I know Jeff loves to have noise. I like quiet, but I'm kind of used to the noise machine now, so it's usually okay, depending on the sound that he picks. Like, I'm more into the nature than the white noise, but, like, he'll always have to have something going. And then he always lays in bed and watches YouTube videos before sleep, and he doesn't have to get up as early as I do. So he can sit there with the videos, and he tries to turn the sound down, and he tries to turn the light down. I'm like, literally, could you, like, go to the living room?
No wonder he doesn't sleep. He's watching YouTube before he goes to bed?
Oh, yeah.
That's the answer right there.
I know.
Stop that.
He just doesn't listen. So get your sleep, because 5.5 hours, not enough, that's for sure. All right, there's also another survey out that I thought was kind of interesting about governors. Now, do you ladies follow your local politics all that well?
I'm getting better about it since I moved to New Jersey. I'm trying to get a little more in tune with what's going on locally.
So Morning Consult is a company. They do a ton of polling, and they do it about everything. It can be about politics or pop culture. They're really pretty well known for their surveys. And they surveyed over 5,000 registered voters across the United States on their governor. Now, they will keep a running tab, essentially, like a living, breathing list of the rankings of the most popular and the most popular, most unpopular governors. And any guesses as to who might be at the top of the list for the most popular governors?
Well, we talked about this briefly off air.
I thought it was Greg Abbott from Texas. It's not, so I'm going to give you a guess.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is. For me, I was saying that Maryland's pretty high because even though it's a liberal state and we have a Republican governor, people seem to like him a lot.
All right, so you're absolutely right. The
I think New Jersey's probably somewhere in, like, you know, maybe in, like,
not even
60s.
In the top 10.
I was going to say, like, maybe 60% approval or 70% of our governor, maybe. So that would probably put him somewhere in the middle of the pack.
What's kind of interesting, just looking at all of the top 10 governors are all Republican, and I didn't notice that until just right now. This is not why I picked it. But Mark Gordon is the most popular governor. He's a Republican from Wyoming. He's got a 69% approval rating. So that's not great, but 69% by these other standards, pretty good. Tied, actually, it's a three-way tie. Tied with him is Larry Hogan. Carrie, you called it. He's the Republican from Maryland. He's got 69% favorable rating, but his unfavorable rating is higher than Mark Gordon's at 16%. Charlie Baker is a Republican from Massachusetts. He's got a 69%
approval rating. Oh, Doug said he's popular. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember Doug saying that people in Massachusetts like him. And like you said, typically if it's a Republican governor in a very blue state, then normally they are pretty popular or they're one and done.
They have to be. Yeah. So rounding up the top 10, Phil Scott, a Republican from Vermont. Chris Sununu, a Republican from New Hampshire. Doug Burgum, who's a Republican from North Dakota. Ron DeSantis, who is actually a new governor, Republican from Florida. Greg Abbott, Republican from Texas. Asa Hutchinson, a Republican from Arkansas. And the only lady on the list, Kay Ivey, holding it down for us ladies. She's a Republican from Alabama. Those are the most popular. Now, the most unpopular, and I think this is kind of interesting, number one on the list, so he's last, essentially, but going backwards, David Icke, he's a Democrat from Hawaii, which is kind of odd, because you would think in Hawaii, there's not much to complain about.
Right. You live in paradise. Bevin, shut up.
Exactly. Matt Bevin, the Republican from Kentucky, who I think is on his way out. He lost in a very red state. He's number two. Gina Raimondo, she's a Democrat from Rhode Island. She's number three.
Rhode Island's always the most corrupt state, though. I don't know that any governor is ever that popular. Yeah. It's
Ned
so
Lamont
bizarre.
From Connecticut is number four. Kate Brown from Oregon. These are all Democrats, number five. A Republican from South Dakota, Kristi Noem, is number six. Janet Mills, a Democrat from Maine, number seven. Jim Justice, who has the best name ever, a Republican from West Virginia, is number eight. Mike Dunleavy is a Republican from Alaska. And then Andrew Cuomo, very unpopular, apparently.
He's not popular in New York. Yep.
He's got a 47% approval rating, but a 42% unfavorable approval rating.
Not surprised.
And to answer
Where's
your
Jersey
question,
in there? Anywhere in there? I'd say middle of the road, probably, right?
New Jersey's right in the middle. He's just one more popular than my governor, Gavin Newsom. Phil Murphy is 46% favorable, 37% unfavorable, right above Gavin Newsom in California. 42% favorable, 38% unfavorable. So splitting right in the middle there.
Interesting. Wow.
I know. Well, get the Republicans holding it down, though. What's interesting is when you look at Greg Abbott from Texas in the sortable table, they actually have him at the top, but apparently there's been some shifting. In any case, so we will have some music news and more as the DJV show continues.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pasco Flats and Life is a Highway. Pasco Flats celebrating their 20th anniversary with a farewell tour. Trio announced its Pasco Flats Farewell Life is a Highway tour during an appearance on CBS yesterday. So, what do we think about that, Jennifer?
I like it. I love Pasco Flats.
You like the fact that they're leaving?
That there was?
It's a solid maybe.
Yeah,
whether or not it's actually a farewell.
I don't think they're really... Look, I don't think they're really leaving. I think they've been together a really long time. I think they'll probably get back together again. They are all family members, and so they'll probably go up and do their own thing and come back around again. It's hard for me to believe that they would be all done.
As an aside, I was watching on the plane coming back last night. There's a couple of episodic adventures of highways in small towns in America that's been produced by National Geographic. What a wonderful tour it was. I sat there for almost 2 hours watching these various cities and the stories of highways around our country. And it really made me think. It underscores the fact that life in America is a highway, all about cars, the history of our country with the automobile being out front. It's really interesting. So anyway, meanwhile, back to Pasco Flats. So they aren't saying goodbye. They went back and forth. They were asked whether they're saying goodbye for good, and they didn't answer the question.
Quote, I think they need some. They need a little push. They've been kind of boring for a little while, so they probably want a little press, I think.
Ah, okay. Well, that could do it. According to what they said in their release, we may do it again someday collectively. We're not going to sign some pact that says we're never going to tour again. We all still do love each other. We probably make some music individually now. In addition to the tour, Pasco Flats promises some new music this year as well. The farewell tour kicks off in June in Indianapolis and goes through October. Tickets available as part of the Live Nation Country Mega Ticket this year. More info available at rascalflats.com in the coming weeks. They said when we started out 20 years ago, we can imagine all the people, places, and gifts we would encounter, said Gary LaVox. Is it LaVox or LaVeau? How do you pronounce that? LaVox?
I always say LaVeau, but it might LaVeau. Be LaVox. He's, right. You know.
Spell LaVox.
Yeah.
He says the greatest feeling ever is being told that our music has been the soundtrack of people's lives. That's why we create music and the reason we can't wait to celebrate this 20-year journey all year with our fans. So, if you're a fan...
It's kind of funny that he mentioned the pact to never go on tour again, because that's very timely, because right now Motley Crue has gotten back together and they famously signed a legally binding pact that they would never tour again, and they broke it. And so now they're going back on tour, yeah.
All right, next up, musically, sort of a focus on some past years. Bonnaroo this year, Bonnaroo 2020, drawing some of his lineup from Nashville, which is pretty close to it. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Morgan Wallen, Yola, Billy Strings, all represent the country music and Americana worlds on the bill of fare. Grand Ole Opry will return to Bonnaroo with a lineup yet to be announced. This marks the third consecutive year that the Country Music Institution has staged a show in Manchester, Tennessee. Other acts associated with country and Americana include vocalist Orville Peck, blues rock guitarist Marcus King, the Marcus King Band, actually, bluegrass outfits Mandolin Orange and Green Sky Bluegrass, and Liz Cooper and the Stampede. Frequent Florida Georgia Line tour mate Nelly is also set to perform at the 2000 debut album Country Grammar.
That will be so fun for people to see. That's a great album.
28 after the hour. I'm now focused on your health, your well-being. I would like you all, as you think about losing weight, going on a diet, going on an exercise program, to please think responsibly, to get healthy the right way. What do you find people react to most positively of all of the benefits of using Calitrin?
Well, you know, aside from weight loss, it is collagen, which helps you sleep more soundly. So we have a lot of people that take it for the better sleep, for the arthritis, for the joint pain. There are so many benefits other than just your weight loss.
Well, that's it. The main thing that we, especially this time of year that we talk about, is losing the weight and keeping it off. Free bottle, you get discounts on every bottle, $10 off, and you get a free bottle if you buy three. So you're actually getting four for the price of three and $10 off. That's the deal from Calitrin. The way to safely lose weight as you go into the new year.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The impeachment trial of President Trump beginning in earnest in the U.S. Senate this afternoon. Trump's removal from office is considered highly unlikely, though, in the Republican-controlled Senate. Meanwhile, as it begins, President Trump is in Davos, Switzerland. Speaking at the World Economic Forum, he was touting the recent trade deals he signed.
Just last week alone, the United States concluded two extraordinary trade deals. The agreement with China and the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, the two biggest trade deals ever made.
Public officials in Richmond, Virginia, praising local and federal law enforcement for keeping the peace at yesterday's huge gun rights rally. An estimated 22,000 people gathered in and around the Capitol. Only one arrest was made of a woman for wearing a mask in public. And this is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At the hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen focusing on some food news. In fact, I was just a little short supply of food, so I'm having Girl Scout cookies for breakfast.
Doug, are they already out? Are you having them, like, from this year?
Yeah.
No, they're not out yet.
Yeah, they
come
are.
On, those are Girl Scout cookies from
they're
last
not.
Year that you're eating.
Yeah,
I
you're
bought
eating
some
old
girls.
Cookies.
Well, I do eat old cookies, but there's nothing. Wait a minute, what's wrong with eating an old cookie?
I don't know. Check the label.
That's what she said.
Are they expired?
If they're wrapped up, like the stuff that you sent me for Christmas, that was all wrapped up. That's secure. What's wrong with the cookie?
Well, no, that's fine because it just got sent to you for Christmas. It's only a few weeks ago.
I swear to you that I bought, it was a Christmas event. Matter of fact, I participated,
that's
and I'm
so
just thinking
gross.
Where I got. I was at a Christmas event in Ashland and ran people around town for the holidays on my tractor in the wagon. And there was a Girl Scout stand. And
selling
I bought
year-old
yeah, exactly.
pass-offs.
You're selling the year-olds.
No, I well, is that? Do you think that's what they were doing?
Yes, because they're not out yet. We're about to do a story about the new ones.
Right. I just put a story in our stuff that said that they're just coming out, but it's not. I don't think it's happened yet.
They just went on sale.
Certainly not
in
December.
Yesterday.
So when I get in Christmas, I've got old Girl Scout cookies.
You got some old stuff, some leftovers.
You know what he got? He got Girl Scout cookies, but the girl was spelled G-U-R-L.
Yeah. Girl? All
right. Made in China. There you go. Okay, so it is that time of year. Victoria is going to explain to us here, as I think, oh, how tasty those cookies. The lemon. I like the lemon cookies. Yummy.
Well, there's, so if you like the lemons, okay, so if you like the lemon ones, there is a new cookie this year. So, of course, there are the classics, Thin Mints, the Samoas, which are either voted best of the Girl Scout cookies or worst. It's a very divisive audience. Tagalongs, things like that, everybody loves them. Now, the lemonades are the ones that are already out. That might be, since you're eating last year's cookies, you're probably eating the lemonades.
Yeah, I like it.
Now, this year, they have a new one. It's a crispy, it's called Lemon Up wafers. And they're new this year. They might be limited edition, depending on how they sell. They're stamped with positive Girl Scout affirmations, like, I am a leader and I am a go-getter, things like that. The Little Brownie Bakers, that's the company that makes actual Girl Scout cookies, they've committed to using clean palm oil. And that's palm oil that's produced sustainably so it doesn't disrupt the habitat of animals and people who live among oil palms. And that's what they're going to use in this year's cookie batch, which is kind of a big step forward. A lot of people have boycotted products with palm oil because it's so bad for the environment. So it's kind of interesting that the Girl Scouts are now at the forefront of that. So they're only sold for 6 to 8 weeks, and they just started, I believe, yesterday is the new season.
No, they started Christmas.
Okay, in your
right.
town, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Did they also sell you a bridge while they sold you those cookies? Did you buy a bridge,
but people
too?
Were buying. I had my
Glacier.
This was the week
share.
Before.
Yeah, exactly, timeshare.
This was the week before Christmas. It was horribly cold. I brought a tractor and the hay wagon over. Ashland's the next town to Framingham. And the lady that ran the development office said, would you bring stuff over and give people tours around town? I said, sure, because a lot of people have never seen a tractor, these kids. So I brought around 400 or 500 people around town that afternoon. It froze. Everybody froze. And I went over. There was a fire burning, and I had my ice cream bus there. People were actually buying ice cream in the freezing cold. And then across from that, there was a table set up with a bunch of Girl Scouts, and they were selling Girl Scout cookies. So I said, oh, yum, all right.
Those are some enterprising Girl Scouts then, because it's like,
they had a grill.
The day-old bread factory? Yeah.
Where they bring gold plates on their teeth and saying, you want some Girl Scout cookies? I can hook you up. And they open up their big jacket.
Right.
It's inside.
Well, this year they also have the Girl Scouts. If you do know anyone who is in the Girl Scouts, you can buy them online through the digital cookie platform, and you can buy them in bulk. And so all the Girl Scouts need to do is invite you to the page. So you do still need to know a Girl Scout. I don't know any Girl Scouts. Does Rich McFadden have a daughter who's a Girl Scout? I feel like he always buys Girl Scout cookies.
I'm pretty sure. Or at least she used to be, because we would... He would send out an email to everyone asking for Girl Scout cookies. Which I'm okay with that one. We also get lots of emails about, like, fundraisers for oranges and stuff, which, like, I'm not as crazy about, but Girl Scout cookies.
Wait, fundraisers for oranges?
Apparently,
schools... That's a freeway off-ramp.
Like,
that's not a fundraiser. That's an homeless guy.
Yeah, the fruit. Apparently, schools sell oranges. And I was like, yeah, I can just get that for cheap at the grocery store.
Right.
But anyway.
That's so weird. Where do you people live?
I don't know.
Well,
I never did
actually,
it,
you know, now that I'm remembering, our school used to do fruit baskets to raise money for the 8th grade school trip, the ski trip. So that actually does make sense. But Jen, you're in Southern California. You can, you know,
lots of oranges.
An orange off your own tree.
The only people selling oranges are at the bottom of the freeway off ramp.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And they're good too. I buy them from the guys in the corner of the street all the time, the oranges.
Of course
there.
He does.
Yeah. Lovely. So let me just do a fast flashback here for a minute. Remember last month there were some problems with White Castle sliders?
And yeah, I thought the frozen to myself, ones. Yep.
Yeah. Did that all get straightened out? There was Listeria and E. coli and stuff.
They took them off of shelves, but
they did.
I don't know. If, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Were you
I
in
just
the mood
wonder.
For one?
No, I just, you know me. I think about that stuff, and I'm just going through my refrigerator because I haven't been home for 3 weeks at the stuff that... the shriveled up fruit that's in there and some of the other things that have been.
If you have any fish or anything in there, please do not make one of your infamous kitchen sink stews.
No, I threw all this stuff. Matter of fact, you'd be proud of me, Jennifer. There was some old vegetarian turkey gravy left over from actually from Thanksgiving that I used on mashed potatoes. I threw that out. Gonzo. Hey. Bad news for chocolate lovers. Plants are beginning to disappear thanks to warmer temperatures and drier weather. By the year 2050, it could be curtains, cacao plants, precarious positions, a lot of them down in Australia, for example. They can only grow within a narrow strip of rainforested land, 20 degrees north and south of the equator, where temperatures and rain and humidity all stay relatively constant. Over half of the world's chocolate now comes from two countries in West Africa, Ghana and Cote, I believe it's pronounced, if I'm not mistaken. Scientists at the University of California teaming up with group of people, some of these companies like the Mars, a 3M company, to explore the possibility of using gene editing technology to make chocolate. How does that sound?
Not great, but you know what? It's either that or they're going to just add in so many fillers and fake flavoring. So, I mean, this is sixes to me. It's neither is a great option, but...
No. Mars pledged $1 billion as part of an effort called Sustainability in a Generation, aiming to reduce the carbon footprint of its business and their supply chain, tightening up their supply chain so that they can get... they can get hold of chocolate more readily. And that, I mean, is that really, what are we, considering the difference between milk chocolate, which is what I prefer, and dark chocolate, isn't, the cacao is closer to the dark chocolate, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the milk chocolate has a ton of, you know, if you ever, and I like milk chocolate, I'm not a purist. I do like dark chocolate sometimes, but not where it gets to be really bitter.
I can
hang around 67 to 70%, and then beyond that, it's too much for me. Yeah. But if you really take a taste of the texture of milk chocolate versus like the darker chocolate, the milk chocolate has so many oils and waxes in it. It has a very slimy kind of consistency, and that's what a lot of people have gotten used to eating. Hershey bars and M&Ms and things like that. It has that waxy kind of filler in it. Mm-hmm. And dark chocolate doesn't. So you're just going to have probably more of that waxy filling in it.
Well, and there's
a lot of palm oil, too, and more fat
in milk chocolate, which is why it melts better, which is why when you suck on it...
Melts in your mouth?
Yeah, it melts.
Yep.
Not in your hands. 150 years ago, if you drank a mint julep down in New Orleans with a straw, it was an actual straw. That's where the name came from. Did you know that? A straw that we drink... The straws today, the plastic ones, the paper ones, they actually were first ryegrass straws that was straw. And then came the paper straw. There was a problem that ryegrass tended to become mushy and ruin the drink. So you go back to the 1960s when the plastic straw was developed. And now we use 500 million plastic straws a day. So what's now happening, a lot of, people are trying to figure out how we can go back to using a real straw. The plastic straws that are filling up the landfills, man, there's more plastic in the ocean, too. We've seen what's happening over the last few decades.
Every day I walk my dog on the beach and I just pick up plastic. That's all I
garbage.
Do and throw it out so it doesn't wash back out to sea. It's just disgusting.
So now the anti-straw activists have come up, some designers working with them have come up with a straw that's compostable, just like the rye straw, but it has the sturdiness of plastic. It's called the Lolly straw.
Lolly straws. Yeah, I have a car full of them. Kara and I both. Yeah. A couple of years ago, the two girls from MIT invented Lolly straws, and Lollyware was the name of the company, and it's all made from seaweed. And so it took them a few years. I was actually a Kickstarter endorser or backer from like the first 250
really?
People or whatever.
You had them on the air when you were at Sirius, you mean? Is that when it was?
No, I found them. I don't remember how I found them, but then about a year after I backed them on Kickstarter, they were on Shark Tank. And I think it was Mark Cuban and maybe Mr. Wonderful went in on it together. And I remember Mark Cuban making a comment like to Mr. Wonderful, like, you don't care about the environment. And he said, no, but I care about profit. And so they knew that. And so now lolly straws are, you're going to start to see them. They're really beautiful. They're made and from seaweed. So they're like this beautiful blue-green color.
Really?
And they're very hard, just like plastic, and they don't disintegrate in your glass. You can reuse them if you want. You'll get a couple uses out of each one. But if you want to throw it out, it literally on the label, it says designed to disappear, and it completely composts on its own.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That's cool. That's what we need more of, that kind of stuff. Yes, yes, yes. Good. That's good to know, Victoria. Thank you. In our most recent podcast at djvshow.com, moments from the Golden Globes are examined. Also, what you need to know from the IRS before you start doing your taxes, which ought to be pretty soon for most of us. And then the focus on the conflict in Iran. We talk about that, how it impacts all of us. An update on how you can help fight the Australian bushfires. That's a very, very, very important thing for all to focus on, understand what's going on there. You can hear those discussions and a lot more every day. We got a podcast at djvshow.com. That's djvshow.com. You can follow our social media feeds as well on Twitter at djvshow or at facebook.com/djvshow. The podcast again is at djvshow.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Out of our misery here. This is music from Escape from New York. All right, I'm going to bite as usual. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, our movie moments on the DJV program. So somebody's dying or somebody has a wedding or what's going on with the history of Escape from New York?
It's director John Carpenter's birthday today. He is 72 years old. And I got to tell you, he's a really interesting director in the annals of film, the director of Halloween in 1978, a movie shot for $300,000 that wound up grossing over $1 million, the most successful independent film of its time. But, you know, I hearken back to my teen years walking into a video store. One of the favorite things, or one of the things I got the biggest high of was seeing a movie on the video shelf box of John Carpenter. He did Halloween, Doug, The Fog, Escape from New York, The Thing, They Live, Big Trouble in Little China, Christine, Assault on Precinct 13, and Starman, among many others. His films, I think, have a very unique flavor. He scored most of his movies. He's a composer, very talented guy. He did not have a lot of luck with big studio films like The Invisible Man with Chevy Chase. When he went to do a big studio film, for some reason he had issues, but in terms of his independent roots, he did it very, very well and was very, very successful. And I just want to point out one more thing. Kurt Russell did a TV movie with him in 1981 called Elvis, where Kurt Russell played Elvis, and then Carpenter cast him against type in Escape from New York playing the role of Snake Plissken, and that altered Kurt Russell's career in a very good way. He went on to do Big Trouble in Little China for Carpenter, and he really altered his history. He became, Kurt Russell's had one of the most successful careers of any actor in the last 30 years. It's a really good career.
So speaking of Kurt Russell, he has a part in the movie that I saw yesterday, at least I saw part of it, and you just chastised me off the air. I was talking about going to see Once Upon a Time in L.A. or Hollywood or whatever.
In Hollywood, yeah.
And so I left. It looked like, because I didn't know that there was revisionist history here, and I think at this point we're not. There's no spoiler because the movie's been out for, what, 6 months or so.
Yeah, true.
All kinds of accolades. So Kurt Russell plays a director in the movie.
Yeah, it's a small part, yeah.
It's not a big part. Like, Bruce Dern doesn't have a big part either, but it's an interesting part. I decided to go see the movie because everybody's been talking about it, and I've never been to see a Quentin Tarantino movie because all of them, the publicity always turned me off. But there's something about these two guys, even though they smoke, I mean, my God. Leonardo DiCaprio's got a butt in his mouth for the whole movie. It's just, that's kind of distracting. But you see a good character development with these two guys. There's great chemistry between the two of them, and what you see in the award shows makes it obvious the two of them have become good friends. Anyway, I went to see it, and I walked out before, when the kids were walking up the driveway with the knives and the gun, I walked out because I figured out that was going to be the end of that. But you told me I made a mistake.
Yeah, you did. I mean, we'll give away a spoiler because it's been out. Sharon Tate lives, and the Manson family gets their just deserves. They all die. And it is a little gory, but it's very satisfying in terms of
I didn't
want to
see the gore.
Feeling.
Yeah, the gore.
And I did like it. I know you don't. I've been doing this a long time with you. I did like Brad Pitt tremendously in that film.
Yes.
I liked DiCaprio too, but I really did dig Brad Pitt. And that one girl, the one girl who's in the car with Brad Pitt in the movie is Annie McDowell's daughter. I thought she was really good.
Really?
And has very, very, very bright future. She's very appealing on film. I liked her a lot.
So she's Andy McDowell's daughter. That's very interesting.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
There's a study out suggesting that going to the movies is as good for your heart as going to the gym. What do you think of that? Going to the movies as good for your heart as going to the gym. In other words, your heart, you get excited
your
about something going on. Your adrenaline's pumping. The heart's pumping.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you said that, because I always felt, for me personally, the one barometer I always had whether I was seeing a good movie and whether I would say to myself when I was watching it, would I watch this again, is my adrenaline starting to pump. And when it does, then I know I'm watching something really good. Let's say I'm on the edge of my seat, I'm captivated, I'm involved.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Good barometer. Yeah, very much so. So what's
the
book?
I don't got to go to the gym.
No, we go to the gym anymore. What's the book? What's the book on the Bad Boys movie this weekend?
The reviews are good.
Yeah.
They're actually really good, and the reviews are really bad on Doolittle, so that's going to have some problems.
All right. Find out. We'll give you more predictions tomorrow. This is the DJV program. Chuck Curry and Movie Moments at 59 past the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.